What are the annual requirements involved in managing a syndicate? Well, if you form a syndicate, once you've gone out and you've raised the money, now you have to run your company. And so you're going to have to have some annual requirements, which include filing a notice with the Secretary of State where your company was formed. Usually you have to renew that filing by paying an annual fee. Typically that's going to be done online. You always have to maintain a registered agent in the state where that company is located. So you're going to have to pay dues to that registered agent, or they're going to send something to the state saying you don't have one and the state will suspend your company. So those two things you have to remember to do annually, or your company could get suspended. And if it's suspended, you won't be able to continue to do business. You can't sue or be sued, and you start to lose some important rights. The other thing is that you have to file your annual tax reports, information reports, with the IRS. If it's an LLC, that's going to be done on Form 1065, and then you also have to issue your income statements to your investors, and that's going to usually be done on a Form K-1. So those things you're going to have to do in the first quarter of every year so that you can get timely tax information out to your investors, because remember, if you're using an LLC or a limited partnership, the interest and the money that your investors are earning all pass through to them, so they have to report that on their own personal tax returns. So it's up to you to give them the documents they need to be able to do that, and to do so in a timely fashion. Additionally, you're going to have to maintain a regular bookkeeping and accounting system, and you're probably going to be sharing those reports periodically with your investors.